Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming this morning. As Wendy said, I'm presenting on caregiver stress related to families, low-income families that are dealing with children with asthma. And this is a presentation put together by a larger organization called Community Action Against Asthma. And it's a community-based participatory research group in Detroit, Michigan that works in collaboration with the University of Michigan. I have no disclosures to present to you. So this is the list of organizations that are part of the Community Action Against Asthma. And they've been an organization since about the late 90s, 1998, I think, was when they did their first project. And like I said, they work in Detroit in the metro area, so also Dearborn. And they have worked on all sorts of studies related to exposure to air pollution, the role of community health workers, and household interventions to address asthma. So they do all sorts of stuff related to asthma. So the purpose of this specific study that came out of this was to look specifically at the experience of the caregivers. So we focus a lot on the children and their asthma, but what is the daily experience for the moms and the dads and the aunts and uncles and the grandparents who are raising these kids with asthma? And a topic that resonated with the community health workers, with the medical professionals on the team, and all the researchers was that there was a lot of chronic health issues going on and a lot of things that we weren't capturing about the caregivers themselves. And so this is something we decided to look into. And in doing so, stress emerged as kind of a major theme that we couldn't step away from in looking at the interviews that when we talked to all of these caregivers. And so that's the focus of what we're going to look at today. There's lots of other topics that came up in these interviews, but we're just going to talk about stress. Excuse me. So of the families below the federal poverty level, we know that asthma is affecting 13.5% of children. That's much higher than the average rate of current asthma in children is about 9 to 10%. So we were interested in what's going on specifically for these families and the caregivers of these children. And when you talk about caregiving, you usually are thinking of aging. You're thinking of people who are dealing with older parents and helping them with dementia or cancer or multiple chronic illnesses. But there's also a literature that refers to parents or adults who are raising or rearing children and that being caregiving if their child has a chronic illness. And so they're going to be doing things that are different than regular caregivers in terms of dealing with the illness or identifying health resources and then also maintaining their own well-being. So very similar situation to those who are helping older generations. So stressors, technically, we're referring to them as situations characterized by change, uncertainty, control, and anxiety. Obviously, this is somewhat of a subjective term. The literature on stress and asthma is very complicated. You can look at it from all different angles, and so it's important to be thinking about what language we're using when we talk to these caregivers. It's their interpretation of stress that we're looking at and that we're interested in. And we know that caregiving from the literature with adults can increase stress, it can worsen your health, and it can be ultimately a risk factor for death. And then, as most of us all know, generally speaking, we just know that acute and chronic stress affects us in many ways, chronic illness, diabetes, depression, heart disease. The whole list of chronic illnesses are usually associated with stress. So keeping that in the back of our minds as we think about this study. So we did two parts of data collection in Detroit, Michigan, and we recruited from two concurrent studies that were going on for CAAA. In the first part of the study, we were interested in doing this qualitative piece, so really understanding this daily experience. We asked caregivers, these 40 caregivers, questions such as, on a day your child has asthma symptoms, what is that like for you? How does your child's asthma affect your everyday life? And then one question that was really insightful was we asked them to offer advice to families who just found out that their child had asthma. And so that kind of highlighted a lot of what their daily experiences was like and things that they could cope with or things they wanted to be able to address looking back. We also collected quite a bit of quantitative data, which since we only had 40 participants, it was more of a descriptive nature to do this. And so we asked questions about asthma frequency, severity, demographics, social support, quality of life. We administered a handful of surveys that are used to look at stress and burden on caregivers as well to see if there was any corroboration with the qualitative data. And so analysis-wise, for any of you who do qualitative research. Basically, you go through transcripts looking for themes that are termed codes, and we used InVivo software to go back through and look for all the content that related to these themes and codes. So what did we see repeatedly coming up in all of these interviews? And with 40 interviews, that's a lot of transcripts to read through, but 70 codes is what we went back and looked for. So, and then part two, the quantitative, we did, like I said, descriptive data analysis using SPSS. So the results, I'm going to focus on the qualitative. I'm going to give you a little bit of the descriptive quantitative, but mostly qualitative, and keep that in mind, that there's much more here, so if you want to talk about it later, I'd be happy to, and a couple of the co-authors are actually in the room, so we can do that. So demographically, who were these caregivers that we spoke with? I'm using the term caregiver. I believe it was 31 of them were mothers, 6 of them were grandmothers, 3 of them were fathers. 25 of them were single or separated or not married. About a quarter of them didn't graduate high school. And as you can see, 92.5% of them, so 37 of them, had an annual income of less than $10,000 a year. So a lot of them were talking to us about kind of bigger issues they were dealing with, transportation, access to health care, all sorts of daily living kinds of things. And also to say that 37 identified as Black or African American, and so the study was focused on people of color were the participants in most of the CAAA studies, and so that's who we were interviewing. So, excuse me, a little bit more quantitative, something that came out of the study that was a little disturbing was to look at the rates of chronic illness of our participants in the study, and some of the stories they were talking about related to their own depression or their own frequent headaches. And so you'll see here, we just did a quick comparison to look at the population of Detroit, the population of the state, and the population of the United States to see that we use the CESD, a common validated scale that's used to look at depression, and found that 43% of our participants had depression, and 49%, almost half of them, suffered from frequent headaches. So this was concerning, and again, we can't show a causal relationship between the stress and the health, but we wanted to talk and bring attention to the fact that something was going on here with these caregivers' health that we wanted to explore further. And so another statistic that came out of this was that 21% of our study participants talked about losing a job because they were sick themselves, not their child being sick, but they were sick. So getting into this, digging into this qualitative, a lot of the caregivers, when we first asked questions of how does it affect your daily life, a lot of them said, no, it doesn't. It doesn't affect my daily life. But when you sit down and talk with them, a lot of them gave the sentiment. So, you know, it was just part of the parenting or it was part of the raising their kids. Stresses, I mean, I'm just being honest with you. This probably would be stressing, you know, if I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Not really stress. That's my baby. I love him. I'm just saying, you know, it's not, I wouldn't look at it as stress. And so a lot of these quantitative measures that we were asking them about, burden or quality of life, were focused on asthma. And something that we are exploring further is it capturing their day-to-day experiences that they don't identify as stressful. They just identify it as raising children. But we do know that a lot of lifetime stressors are also not captured in some of these measures. And so repeatedly we heard stories that folks were struggling with financial situations. And so we heard this often. And so here's just a few examples. I cry at night, but other than that, I'm doing fine. I just pray about it. That's pretty much that. But I mean, you know, everyday life is stressful, you know, as far as the jobs and the stuff you have to deal with every day. But other than that, I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing pretty good. I'm usually upstairs in my room. This is another participant. When I'm up in my room, I just cry all the time, and I don't know why. I just cry. I know this comes from being without an income. And then another example. Get some depression and a lot of worry, but basically, because he's laid off and I'm only one working and I don't make very much, like we've got all these bills and payments and kids and that's stress. You know, it's a lot of stress. Pretty much not about the asthma as much as just about how to get through paying this month's bills and stuff. So clearly there's more than just asthma going on in their lives, but this is stuff that they're dealing with as well. When it came to the asthma-related stressors, there were 4 themes that came up pretty regularly, and so to keep in mind that, you know, while they said, you know, it's not stressful, this is just part of my life, they talked about these different instances, and obviously we're kind of pulling them out and declaring them as worry or anxiety, and maybe they don't see them that way, but it's important to pick up on these 4 themes is that First of all, there was changes or worries associated with asthma diagnosis. So when a caregiver first found out their child had asthma, this was a time of a lot of stress, obviously. They're dealing with this new diagnosis, but a lot of them talked about guilt or confusion of why my child, why is this happening to my family, and trying to figure that out. A second theme was anxiety from increased risk of child sudden mortality. So I believe it was about 5 or 6 of our study participants talked about just this constant fear that kept them up sometimes at night of thinking their child was just going to suddenly die. And so this was something that was apparent regularly throughout the interview. Two other of these four themes of asthma-related stressors that came out was controlling asthma to ensure their child's life can be normal. So this woman said, "There are times, especially when I'm watching her grow, I cry. I find myself crying a lot because I feel really bad that she's not able to do as much stuff as other children." And so this mother also talked, as well as many of the other participants, about wanting their child to outgrow asthma, which does happen for many children into adulthood, but this idea of them being able to live a normal life like all other children. And then the fourth theme was some described negative interactions with medical professionals, and so this being a stressor of not getting to be able to get the answers they always want. And this woman talks about one physician feeling that they were playing games with her and that she knew better because she had been, you know, dealing with asthma for a long time now, and so that was a concern she had. They also spoke about positive interactions with medical professionals, but we're just pulling out the stressors. This was one of them. And so this slide just scrapes the surface of the data that we got about how dealing with asthma on a day-to-day basis affects dealing with their own health. And so there was this diversion. Some caregivers talked a lot about how it encouraged them to stay healthy and to participate in more health behaviors and to go to the doctors more often because they wanted to stay healthy for their children. And then on the other hand, there was a handful of caregivers who talked about the fact that I don't have time to take care of myself. I don't have the energy and the resources. I need to take care of my child. And so this grandmother said, "Half the time I put my sickness aside when he gets sick because I mean just that I've lived my whole life and he's just coming up. I try to sit him down and talk to him and explain to him what's going on and how serious his condition is. And he said, 'Well, Grandma, I'm not going to worry about that now,' he said. 'I know you'd be worried if I'm getting sick, but you need to just sit down sometimes and take care of yourself.'" So her grandson was telling her that she needed to go to the doctors and take care of herself. So, like I said, there's way more to talk about, but just to kind of wrap it up and talk about the implications of all this qualitative research, a lot of the work that goes on with childhood asthma is rightfully so focused on addressing asthma triggers, managing asthma, but I think this study really highlights that just as much effort needs to go into helping the caregivers in looking at their health issues and their stressors, and that there's implications for the parents and the grandmas and the aunts and the uncles and friends who are raising these children as well. To think about, as we ask these questions, quantitatively or qualitatively, how do caregivers see this role, and is it a burden, or is it a different, or do they see it in a different light? And then also, all the asthma and non-asthma related stressors. So what is going into the daily stress that when we try to interview and use quantitative surveys, what are we missing in looking at both answers in terms of lifetime stressors having to do with transportation and some of these housing issues and access to healthcare for the moms and the dads and the grandmas. And so there's actually lots of great work being done in this area in terms of how we can address these issues. And so the American Academy of Pediatrics has recently put out public policy comments suggesting screening for mothers of children with asthma to look at other health issues that they might be dealing with. There's also quite a few studies looking at the idea of medical homes, family medical homes, so suggesting that when a mom takes her child with asthma to a doctor, that we can be looking holistically at the family's health issues and co-managing that way in that sense. And then there's also been some great studies coming out recently about peer programs, so caregivers working with other caregivers to support them and give suggestions of you know, social support in this process of, you know, going back and looking at those stressors of what it's like when you're first diagnosed or, you know, things of that nature. And so making sure these peer programs are also not just focused on the child but also looking at the parent or the caregiver in terms of what could be done to support them. So, with that, a few acknowledgments as well. So the larger studies at CAAA currently are being supported by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, and then this sub-study was supported by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. So.